Damn, we got a great show for you on the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast. Justin and Mark from HDVI are joining us this week. It is a new pricing model for trucking insurance. So if you're from the States, you got to listen because this is something new that you likely have not heard of. If you're from Canada, I think you got to listen. Nobody in Canada is offering this type of model yet, but after this show, maybe one of those smart trucking insurance companies are going to jump all over it. I think it's a great way to price stuff. Let's get right into it. Here come Justin and Mark.
Welcome to the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast.
Justin, welcome to the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast. And Mark,
yeah! Bring it on! Let's go! Well,
this is going to be, I believe this is going to be a hugely unique interview because you two represent HDVI, and we're going to get into what the heck that is and why trucking companies should be listening to you guys. All right, Justin, can you give us a brief intro as to who you are and what maybe HDVI is?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank guys for having us on the show here. I'm Justin Allen. I am the Director of Business Development here at HDVI. No stranger to insurance, though before I was part of a carrier, I was actually a broker for about 8 years or so. So, you know, for myself, bring a little bit of a unique, viewpoint, right? Be able to work with the trucking companies from a brokerage standpoint, but then also be on the other side of the house. And I joke all the time, and Mark knows this, I'll say I went from being a gambler to being the house, right? So it's a little bit unique, but you know, HDVI, one of the reasons I made the move, and probably the biggest one is, you know, we provide fleets with not only just insurance, but the ability to drive safety and performance outcomes. And you guys probably all know this, but you know, a lot of these middle market fleets year after year are getting hit with large increases or even, you know, increase that they would justify as being large. And it's not a direct representation of their performance, right? They're paying for the mistakes of the market, whereas insurance is a top three line item on their financials next to payroll and fuel, and they have no ability to control that, right? Yeah. So what we do is that we loop in the telematics data, driver performance, and are able to give them a variable product that allows them to start having control on that light on them while also still driving those safety and performance outcomes.
Perfect. Thanks. And Mark Brest, can you please say hello?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you both for having us on. We're excited to be here and have this conversation with you all. As you mentioned, my name is Mark Brest. I am the Fleet Services Operations Manager at HDVI. And basically what that is, fleet service is not a very well-known term, especially in any insurance industry, but we're the loss control department, but we take that to the next level. So we're the next generation of loss control you know, in the trucking industry. And a lot of that has to do with exactly what Justin mentioned, using that telematics data, taking that proactive approach, and really partnering with our insureds to help them improve their safety program while helping them, you know, prevent losses. So thanks again for having us on.
Well, thanks for coming on, because I am not aware of another insurance company who is using telematics data the way you guys are. And from what I understand, and of course, I'm just getting this stuff from the website, so correct me if I misinterpret something, but you can sign up a new trucking company, and typically your client that you're shooting for is the small to mid-sized fleets. Do you do owner-operators too?
We do, yes.
Oh, okay. So you're starting from one truck fleets right up to the small and mid-sized fleets. And you take that data, and I believe it was, if I wasn't a customer yet, you would take the most recent 90 days of that data, look at it, and throw that into the hopper, and now you come out with an insurance price for my fleet per truck. Is that something what HDVI does? Who wants to take that one, Mark?
Yeah, Mark, if you want to go ahead, and I'll sprinkle in a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So you did your homework, and that product, the way that you explained it is exactly right. We call that our safety look back process. So essentially the fleets or the prospective insureds of ours, they grant us access to view the past 90 days worth of their telematics data. And basically what we do with that is we analyze it and we run it through our proprietary insurance model that then can populate what discount that fleet will bind with us at. And the maximum discount is 20%. So, you know, if you're looking at a fleet of, let's say, 25 power units, that could be a savings of, you know, north of $50,000 annually for that fleet. So a pretty substantial savings for fleets on the table, especially in this challenging trucking environment. So, yeah, that's the safety look back process. We work with a number of different telematics devices, you know, so it's a really good opportunity for fleets to, you know, have that upfront savings with their policy with us.
Yeah. And I'll just add to that, you know, what makes it, you know, extremely unique as well is that it partners your traditional underwriting, right, that you typically see from insurance carriers, and then also gives a technical underwriting perspective where, you know, no pun intended, you're actually able to look under the hood and see how these trucking companies are performing and price them accurately and accordingly, not to what the market just says or what everybody else is doing, but to how they're actually performing. And, you know, and Mark had mentioned that ability to accelerate that discount, right, that 20% discount, is a good leadway into, we know where they're starting from, right? And we know what we need to do as an insurance company to work with them together to help them achieve that full 20%. Because if they're achieving that full 20%, that means that they're a safer company, they're a safer fleet. That means that they're saving on that premium, which is great from a business sense, which also means it's a fleet that we want to continue to insure.
Yeah. Johnny, you got a question?
Oh, I got lots of them, to be honest with you. So this is awesome, guys, because this is what I live and breathe. I've been dealing with insurance companies for 20 plus years now. And here in Canada and in the US, you know, there's a term called user-based insurance. And this is probably the closest model to a user-based insurance that we have in commercial motor vehicles yet. User-based is in place with passenger vehicles and whatnot, but this is the first of its kind in this. Now, I'm curious, so understanding the risk management, loss control side of it and how that's helping customers as well, but also, can this approach be used also in pricing to help a client who's maybe got, I got highway trucks and I got local trucks? So now I can actually see through the telematics provider which trucks are actually running in which regions so that I could discount those prices based on what it is those vehicles are doing. Is that something that you're utilizing as well?
Mark, do you want to go ahead and talk about how we look at that through the Shift product?
Yeah, so that's a very good point. So I think from an insurance standpoint, it's very unique because what you said, you know, there's risk and then there's operational efficiency gains that fleets can see from this insurance product. So again, that is one thing that we do look at is, you know, what types of roads are fleets driving on? Are they a lot of highway miles or non-highway miles? Obviously, with tractor trailers, highway miles can be more favorable from a risk standpoint. But it does allow fleets to go into our HDBI fleet portal where that they can see a lot of information, like where their trucks are operating, which trucks have, you know, better risk metrics than others. And, you know, if there is an opportunity for them to change their operation, you know, to something that's less risky within reason, obviously that's not always possible. But, you know, that does help them, you know, increase their savings with HDBI as well and reduce the risk and opportunities for crashes.
Sure. Well, I was going to say one of the things that's always been a big talking point, I guess you could say, is particularly with the U.S., we have a lot of litigious environments. You know, we've got some of those great states, and then it drills down to great counties and whatnot. And oh yeah, whether the judge was elected or nominated, put in place or whatever, but nonetheless, having this aspect of utilizing the telematics and working with your insurance provider, in this case, like HDVI, to say, you know what, you're operating in an area that is much more riskier from a litigious standpoint than others. Is there a chance you could change your routing? Go 2 miles out of your way to take this route, you'll miss this county. And now all of a sudden, you're in a less risky situation. So I think having that ability is a huge compliment, not only to you guys, but also to the various motor carriers on how to better understand their risk so that they can better manage it.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah. So, you know, you're 100% correct there. And what we do is what makes us very unique is what we're doing the other 364 days out of the year, outside of just the one day that you need to secure insurance, right? We aim and we look to be a partner, not only with our brokers, but with our fleets and an extension of their business to help them understand their business, to help be an asset to them. And as Mark, you know, alluded to, we give them access to their own fleet portal where they can see things in real time. They can see their driver performance, who's helping them on their insurance, who's maybe not doing so well, and what can we do to help, you know, bring that to speed. Where their discounts are lying, they see it in real time, so it's complete transparency.
Cool.
You know, route rerouting, as you had mentioned, there's a lot more that goes into it, which, again, it makes us kind of the unicorn in the market because, sure, you know, we're not just another insurance carrier that gives them, you know, their piece of paper with their policy number on it and a claims number, and we'll talk to you next year. We really look to build partnerships because we want to not only have the safest fleets, but to also take those fleets that maybe need some help and don't have the financial capacity to bring on a safety manager or someone else,
right,
that can help them, really educate them into becoming a you know, best in class fleet.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, you had mentioned that you work with the clients, particularly from a loss control perspective. We see a number of companies. I'm going to use the example of Canadian insurers, and they have risk teams and they'll interact with them and whatnot. From HDVI's perspective, how often are you interacting with that client with the portal? Do you see them in person, or is it more from a remote process, but touch points?
Yeah, so it kind of depends on the fleet's needs. So fleets that, you know, may be underperforming, we want to work with them more frequently than fleets, let's say, that have a dedicated safety staff and, you know, sure, they're in there monitoring their data. They understand, you know, the metrics and how to analyze them and what corrective actions to take. But generally speaking, you know, fleets have access to that 24-hour fleet portal that we mentioned. They have a dedicated fleet services representative that comes with every single insurance policy. So they always have someone to reach out to. But again, we get in touch with them a little bit more frequently. You know, we're helping them through the onboarding process, right, getting them all set up and making sure that they're set up for success. And I think that's what really kind of separates us from the traditional insurance market is, you know, there's so much data that comes from these devices. And even the telematics providers, they do a really good job of giving you your fleet score, your driver leaderboard, and everything else. But there's so much more that goes into that. You know, how do you understand, you know, risk of that driver, of the fleet, and, you know, being able to sit down with an insured. I had the chance to go out and visit with four insureds this week in the great state of Texas. And it's just fascinating to see, like, how receptive that they are, that we're here, we're trying to help them while also, you know, providing them insurance discounts. You know, so it's very nice to see the response that we get from our insureds.
Yeah. Well, and it's nice to have that customization by all means to, you know, utilize what is your level of telematics usage, you know, versus the guy that's got a team of six that's, you know, able to manage this out the wazoo and show you that they can manage that performance.
Right. And it's, you know, it's far more intimate of a relationship with some, right? Because there's always that perception, right, or the perception of, you know, this all sounds great, this is a great product, but you're not going to tell us how it works, right? You know, we have to just hope, right? And we all know hope's not a strategy, or we have to hope that it works. Where, you know, Mark and his team are able to work with these folks and show them, right, educate them, And some may know, you know, what KPIs to look at or what levers to pull, like you had mentioned, right, that may have a safety team. And others might say, this is a lot, this is overwhelming, but that's okay. Right? We're here to work with you alongside sure. you and educate you. So then that way you're looking at your company now in a far different lens than you did before.
Well, and I think, you know, John and I have both worked in Canada, but both worked for the loss control departments of major trucking companies. And at least in Canada, nobody's doing what you guys are doing. And I don't know of an American insurance company. You can tell us if anybody else is doing, taking the telematics data, manipulating it as well and as in depth as you guys are to, I believe, give a fair based or a fairer based insurance rate based on risk. Like it's such a much better evaluated. Well,
our traditional markets, unfortunately, all work on history. And right. that history is exactly. so lagging. It's unbelievable. You know, loss runs a year old before I can tell you what's going on. Carrier profiles, you know, your SMS reports, CSA scores that are 30 days at best, you know, whereas telematics gives me real time. I can act on real time, analyze the data and help massage the behavior of the operator of those vehicles.
Right. And it's, you know, it's, you make a great point. And, you know, when you look at loss runs and you look at sometimes there could be a high reserve on a claim that really doesn't, you know, reflect that reserve, right? So what does that do? That limits your insurance carrier capacity yep. on who you can go to. Maybe there were some SMS scores that are going to drop off right soon yep. and your alert status is going to change. That's going to limit your capacity. So when you see, you know, a lot of these trucking companies that are doing whatever they can, fighting tooth and nail to improve, that maybe are in a wholesale market right now, but are trying to get into a standard market. If you use those traditional variables, that you're not going to be able to have that option. Whereas where we can look at, yes, we'll consider those traditional variables, right? They're very important, but then look at that telematic data and see how you're actually performing on real time. We're able to come to the conclusion that, you know what, you are a good risk, right? You should be in a standard market. And what better way to say, hey, we're going to take a shot on you and we're going to partner with you, you know, along the way. And in turn, right, we also, outside of just the telematics, right, we require forward facing dash cams in the units. If a fleet doesn't have them, that's an investment. We go ahead and make that investment for them. We provide those dash cams wow. for them because they are important. Going back to your point on litigious environments, you know, when it comes to claims, truckers are guilty until proven innocent,
yep.
right? Mm-hmm. So we have many instances where, because of these dash cam requirements and forward facing, where we've been able to actually alleviate a claim before it happens on the scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
They're able to call us and within, you know, minutes or a couple minutes, we can send the feed right down to the truck driver. They can show the patrol officer, hey, this is what happened. Ticket is ripped up and it's gone. There's no other insurance carrier that I know of that is able to do that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we believe in dash cams. Mm-hmm. You know, there's obviously the debate on the driver facing dash cam. I don't believe there's any debate on outward looking dash yeah. cameras. Right. They are a huge lifesaver, I think, to the insurance industry, even when the trucking company is guilty. Like, correct. It's better to quickly close that claim, pay it out, because you know the driver made a mistake. It's much cheaper than to go to litigation and all the other crap that can go with it. It's just so expensive.
Yep.
You know, but in most cases, I'm agreeing with you, Justin, that dash cameras show how the truck driver was the innocent party. And we just get blamed because we're, you know, hauling 80,000 pounds and we're really big.
Right. Well, and one last point is, you know, when you think about not only just that advantage of the dash cams, but think about how many maneuvers truck drivers have to make to avoid an incident, right? Mm-hmm. So we're able to use those, you know, safety critical events and actually reward the drivers. You know, maybe they had to veer over real quickly because, you know, someone was coming in their lane or harsh brake, so they didn't go into a family of four. They shouldn't be penalized for that, right? That's a defensive driving technique. And we actually reward those. So there's just a lot of positives, much more positives than negatives that come out of using that technology.
Well, I've got a negative question. So we know that there are motor carriers out there that are utilizing their telematics. They're performing well because they're analyzing those telematics and doing something with it. And they're more than happy to partner up with you guys to go, hey, I want to be rewarded for what I'm doing because you guys recognize what my telematics is saying. However, we have those motor carriers out there that go, nay, nay, nay. I'm not letting you have my telematics data because you'll use it against me. What are you finding in that? Are you getting pushback from some potential clients or anything like that? Or what is your counteracting to that?
Yeah. So, and that's a great question. So we have in the past, right, there was a little bit of pushback on the adoption of it, right? Mm-hmm. And the analogy I like to use is ELD mandates, right? Mm-hmm. Remember when the ELD mandate came out and everyone said, I'm not doing this. I've been doing paper logs for this long. You're not putting an ELD in my truck, you know, on and on and on. A couple of years go by. Try to take an ELD out of someone's truck right now.
Yes, right? Exactly.
So it's the same thing when it comes to the camera technology, right? It's adoption. And listen, at the end of the day, there are going to be trucking companies that say, I've been doing this for 40 years. I grew up from one truck to 40 trucks. It's consistently worked for me. I'm not going to give you access to my telematics, or you're not going to put forward facing cameras in my trucks. That's okay, right? We're not here to be everything to everybody.
Right.
But those that do have pushback on, I don't want to give you my data. You're going to use it against me, or I don't want to give you my data at all. You don't need that. The data that we're using and the data that we're taking in is the data they're already giving out, right? We're not doing anything. We're not doing exactly. anything unique. We're just taking it and helping them with a line item and helping them with a cost, because if they are giving it out, they should be, you know, rewarded for it. And if they're not doing well, that's okay. They're just not going to earn the same amount of discount as somebody that is. And we can also say, this is where you need some improvement. And that's where Mark and his team can come in and say, this is how we're going to help you. Right.
Yeah.
So, well, there it is.
The other part of that, if they're not willing to share it with their insurance provider, they will be forced to share it in a court procedure. So they may as well share it with somebody who's trying to flip and help you rather than
exactly.
You know,
well, and it's sad. Chris and I work with lots of motor carriers, and a lot of them we see, well, they all have an ELD. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So you have all this telematics data, and sadly, none of them, well, I don't want to say none of them, a lot of them are not using it to their advantage and understanding it. And, you know, Chris and I both put up programs and things in place to go, well, let's help you better understand that. No. It's all right. Don't worry about it. You know, it's, you know what? You've got this technology, use it for more than just a bloody logbook.
Right. And then the next comment to that is, why is my insurance so high? How do I lower my insurance rate? Here's how your insurance rate.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you could see it in correlation. Those that don't utilize their telematics providers to their fullest have higher insurance rates. It's just a given. You know, those guys who are using their telematics have lower insurance rates, you know, but the other guys can't seem to get through that. It's like, no, you're going to use it against me. You're so bound and bent to doing it the wrong way that if you exert half the effort into it, do it the right way, you put money back in your pocket.
Right. And the way I see it, going back to the ELD mandate, is it's just a matter of time, because what they're going to start doing, we all know that these fleet owners talk, everybody talks to one another. It's a tight knit group. They're going to start seeing that they're now one or two or, you know, three of the only ones that aren't using it. And they're going, maybe we should look into this. Right. So I think it's, you know, it's a little bit of a pushback, but I think it's just a little bit of comfortability. And sometimes it takes others longer than, you know, most, and that's fine.
Well, yep. I really believe that user-based information for insurance companies, I mean, it is spreading like wildfire among the personal automobile mm-hmm. industry. Well, mm-hmm. it's you might be the first to bring it to trucks, but I gotta believe it's going to be commonplace in 5 to 10 years in the trucking insurance industry. And by that
I time, see it.
I hope HDVI has a large footprint because you yeah. brought it to market first. So
I see it spreading like wildfire in that 5 to 10 years.
As we're heading to the conclusion of this, I got to ask you, Mark, you already mentioned the product is available in Texas. Where else? Because right now, as of the date that we are recording this, it's only an American product, but it's not available in every state, knowing from my past when I worked for a competitor of yours, they weren't in every state. So where is this available currently? Where can I get HDVI?
So we're currently available in 25 states, Texas being one of them. 25 is a large number. And we're continuing to expand, cool. you know, throughout the U.S. We are not, as you guys know, in Canada at this point. We insure trucks that go into Canada. And as we look on our roadmap, you know, if and when international expansion happens, Canada would make sense to be the first on that list. But, you know, we're typically in the Midwest, Southeast, Southwest, you know, kind of in the middle part of the country. But like I said, we're continuing to grow every day. And we're, you know, we talk about we want to grow with a purpose, right? And we want to make sure that when we enter a new state that we, you know, have, you know, the great rates and we have understand the litigious environments and just know that when we come in, we want to write quality business.
Yeah, no, and God damn, you guys, you Americans, that's one thing you know how to do, is chew the pants off of somebody. The laws in Canada, we don't have those nuclear verdicts yet in Canada because the laws governing that type of thing are a little different up here. But as you can tell, John and I we work with many carriers who go to the States and we see the verdicts, and friends of ours recently got held to an extremely large verdict, just $96 yeah. million. Dollars.
Yeah.
It's well, one of the
we are seeing, and I just seen a news article the other day, actually, on West Virginia. There are a number of states that are starting to cap that nuclear verdict, which is good. You know, it needs to, because unfortunately, I think it just gets out of hand, and we see that incident is now taken away from the crash particulars, and some other form is to blame for what's going on. So, but telematics, I can't stress this enough, telematics can help us in those areas, because unfortunately the traditional insurance market works on past and paper. Mm-hmm. We need to shift to real-time telematics to work on behavior.
Right.
Well,
right. And it not only helps with real-time, but also future, right? Mm-hmm. So it helps with predictability
on
you know, what we can predict, and not just from a traditional standpoint of what their past history is, but how they're performing, what we can predict, what we know based on those behaviors, what could happen, and then educating, you know, those folks on what to help prevent that. And we see that, you know, Mark, I'm going to ask you, because I want to get the number right. What is it, the percentage of our fleets that after 6 months and after 12 months, we see that sees that reduction, right, in those safety critical events?
Yeah, so I think it's like 90% of HDVI customers either see an improvement in speeding or hard brakes, you know, throughout their policy with HDVI. Mm-hmm. And that comes pretty quickly, you know, and I think a lot of that has to do with what we talked about here is, you know, you got to be able to measure the safety of the fleets. And, you know, going back to the dash cameras, you know, we have the telematics data. We could see how many hard brakes and how many speeding events and how many events that these drivers are having, but what is the context behind that? You know, we don't want to penalize drivers for having good hard brakes because a driver cut out in front of them and they're doing what they're supposed to do. So the dash cameras really help in that aspect. And just bringing the awareness to the fleets is like the one thing that I see is that our insureds want to do the right thing. Any trucking company out there wants to do the right thing. Resources are extremely tight. You know, now more than ever, You know, there's just not a whole lot of extra money to put into things, and safety sometimes can take the back burner. But one thing, you know, with the litigious society that we're in, we have the telematics data. We have to use it, because if we don't, you know, we're putting ourselves at increased risk of saying that we were negligent. We weren't using these telematics, you know, data points to coach our drivers and take corrective actions when needed. So I think that's one way that fleets can immediately try to help reduce their risk. You know, start using your telematics data with us or with anybody else. I think it's just critical. Implement those forward road-facing dash cameras at a minimum, and use them every day, and coach drivers and do the best that you can. And that's how that we see that success, you know, that 90% of, you know, HDVI customers being able to reduce the frequency of their safety critical events is a lot of awareness and, you know, just partnership with us. So,
yeah. Well, one of the things that we see badly is our traditional insurance markets are quick to go, you got to do a better job. You got to do a better job. You got to reduce those carrier profile scores. You got to reduce your losses. You got to provide better training and whatnot. Kudos to you guys and HDVI for putting your money where your mouth is and going, let's help you. Instead of telling you what to do, let's guide you, let's support you, let's mentor you on that, and help those folks that don't necessarily know what to do with their telematics devices.
Sorry, Justin.
Right. And you're right. You know, we identify the problems and don't just say, hey, here's your list of problems. Good luck. We'll see you next year. Right. We identify problems while also bringing solutions. And, you know, the phrase I use to kind of sum up, you know, who we are is that we work with fleets to do three things, right? Reduce risk, protect assets, and increase profitability, right? All while giving them a vehicle to transfer their risk via insurance.
Yep.
Perfect. What a way to wrap that one up. Justin Allen and Mark Brest from HDVI. Thanks, guys, for coming on to the show, because I really believe this is the future of trucking insurance, and it's here now. So reach out to HDVI and find out if they can offer you coverage, because you know, the one last thing I'd really like to say is, if you're not using your telematics data to help you, the lawyers are going to use it against you to crucify you. So, and that's so the way the world is. Guys, thanks so much for coming on to the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast. I appreciate it, and I was excited to learn more about this new product, and I believe an innovative insurance product.
Yes.
Hot diggity. Wasn't that a great show? What a different way to price trucking insurance. Fantastic, I think. Hey, what do you think? Leave me a comment down below. That's it for this week. John and I thank you for hanging out with us this week. That's it. Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast. We'll be back very soon. Talk to you then. Well, then,